We continue with Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shemem Vav, page 398, Tzadik Tesem Abayis, the Siman of Dini Erevim Nat Torah, the Lachas of Erevim from the Torah, but Gimel Sifim, and there's three paragraphs. Well, Min HaTorah, from the biblical halacha, in Chayiv, one is not liable, Ela B'moitzi, meaning for this halacha of Tzad that we're discussing, only if he carries out, Machnas he carries in, the Zerg and he throws, Moshe and he passes. From a private domain to a public domain, or from a public domain to a private domain. And the sages said it's forbidden, Mikarmelis, which we previously described what exactly Karmelis is, but it's a rabbinically prohibited area to a private domain, or to a public domain. Or from them, meaning from the Shasayachan to the Karmelis. But an exempt area is permitted to carry out and to carry in from it to a private and to a public domain, and from them inside into it. But if someone's standing in a, let's say, house, a private domain, and he does one of the four ways, carries out, carries in, passes, throws to a public domain through an exempt area, or yibcha all the other way around. He is chayim, even though he's going through a makam tur. Chayin said to layamet odma makam tur. A person not allowed to stand in on the exempt area. Yibcha chayvetz and take an object as a kitzin daf reish madal miyad misham bishas rabim for someone that's standing in the public domain. Vitnenu and then give it lemisham bishas yachad to someone who's standing bishas yachad. But yibcha the other way around. Ulahachlev and to have it swap derech makam tur. If through exempt area, b'shuris d'rabban in rabbinic domains. Now, so that was regarding biblical domains. Now, regarding switching it through rabbinic domains, on that we have a machlokes. Yesh Oisim, some say that's forbidden. Yesh Matim, some say it's permitted. And Rama says, "Vayim l'kamon simushin on beis siv vav." Says Mishbur siv cotton aleph. So he said biblically, it's only if you do carrying out, carrying in, throwing umoishin and passing. And that is shagufa emet b'shusachot. That his body standing in one domain, and he's stretching out his hand with the object to the other domain. When someone is passing from one house, let's say to another house, through the street, sivkot and bays. That's biblically, but forbidden from a karmelis. Because it's a little bit similar to a public domain. Shemechitz is because there's no partition. To become makom aweve, ein rishos ram is not a public domain. It's not meant for public passage. We're meant not to carry out, to carry in from this area. Bein rishos ram, bein rishos ayachid, whether to a rishos ram or rishos ayachid. Kedei shleivoy lahatir, so that one does not come to be mit. Av rishos ayachid, rishos ram, because it's similar. Sivkot and gimel. You're allowed to carry out and carry in. The other two to pass and to throw. But if someone's standing, and he went and he carried out or carried in, or he remained standing, but he passed or he threw to a Rishas Rab through a makom tur, or the other way around, since ultimately the two parts of the malach of Haitzah, which is picking up and putting down, he did Akira in Rishas Yachid, the place down in the public domain, or the other way around. But Ich Baslana doesn't bother us, doesn't help us, let's say, Masha Hebe Ben Time Dech Makom Tur, that in the interim it went through an exempt area. And therefore, one's still going to be Chai. Specifically, if he didn't stop in the Makom Tur. But if he stopped a little bit over there, and then he subsequently went, took it out to the other domain, that part biblically is exempt. Because he made a placement with it when he stopped in an exempt area. And we said from the exempt area, not chayiv, to transfer into another domain. There's still a rabbinic prohibition regarding such a case. Because we make a decree, Dilma Asla Kule, he might come to be lenient, La Puka the head Mishazir of the Shazram, and he might come to not stop and go straight from Mishazir of the Shazram. But then something is Asla Haiti, Mitam Zed, that's forbidden to take, carry out for this reason, Mishazir of the Makam Tur, from a private domain to an exempt area, Derek Shazram through the street, Avmizir Shalam Shazram, even though he may be careful not to stop in the Shasra Rabim, and therefore, since he did the Akira in Rishon Yoch and the Hanocha and Malkum Tur, you should be exempt. Even though rabbinically we're concerned that to say that that would be forbidden. Sivkat and Vav. Finally, Yamid Bukhul Isutu, one's not allowed to stand on a Malkum Tur and take the object from someone who's standing in one domain to pass to someone in another domain. So Mishnah Berurah says, Hai Bechain, this and, Lab Davku, meaning and so, it's not precise. There's no liability in such a case. Because since he himself is standing and resting in the exempt area, once the object reaches opposite him, it's like as if it rested there a little bit. Which the Sharat Sin Oizvav says, however, in the Rambam, in the Sagas arrived over there, according to what Rabbi Chananel quotes, sounds like Davko when it rests over there a little bit, but not when it doesn't rest at all. Then you chay. Be that as it may, says the reason why he's saying Bechain is because of the Isser, because at least it has happening through him a Hitzah from Mishnah Sefer to Mishnah Rab, and they come to be lenient and to carry out explicitly from Mishnah Sefer to Mishnah Rab. So therefore, even in such a case where this guy's standing and taking and passing, Sivkat Zam, Yikachidif Yad Bechulu. And he's taking the object from someone standing with Shasram, putting with Shasyachar all the way around, that's forbidden. More than something is likach mikarkar Shasyachar, not necessarily people. Taking from the ground with Shasyachar, deleting the karkar Shasram, put it into the ground with Shasram, even though he's in the Malkum Tur the whole time, and that's going to be asr. Sivkan Chas. Now, lahachla b'chulu, now to pass through a Malkum Tur regarding rabbinic domains, Ritzlim would have been say is Sha'im the Malkum Tur, he's standing on an exempt area. He's taking some understanding of Shazyachid. And he's only putting some understanding in the Karmelis. Or Yipcha the other way around. Which Sharatin Oizayin says also over here, even if it doesn't rest at all, when the pass is opposite him, it's like as if it did rest. And it's permitted according to those who permit. And according to the Rabbi Nimr Ben Chanal we mentioned, also over here, we need to have to let it rest a little bit when it reaches opposite him. Because if not, it's like as if you did Akir Shazyachid and you put it down in the Karmelis, which would be forbidden. And even in the Simashud and Hein Ramah, the Ramah writes within Neman Mordechai, the Bereshus, the Rabbanon, even if it doesn't rest at all. And Echon Bezhek is from Halacha, look over there. And according to those who say it's forbidden even if it rests in between, like if you pass from Shazir to Shazram through Malkum Tur and the rest in between, that it would be the same problem. Says Mishra further, he says, what did Simon give him little chibis of Shazayachit? You take an object from a private domain, Manichab Malkum Tur, and you put it in the exempt area. And then you're simply going to go pick it up, and then you take it from the Malkum Tur and you put it in the Karmelis, which is the Sharat Sin Leischas says, because if you didn't put it down, you just passed it through the Malkum Tur. That's forbidden even according to those who permit it, as we previously wrote. Sivkat and Tas. So regarding this halacha, yes, some say it's forbidden because Sri Lu, they hold, they in the Chalak bin Rishus, the Reith Lashus Rabbanan, and say we're not going to differentiate between those that are biblically domains and those rabbinic domains. So, can you be yeshpatim? Some say it's permitted. It's real who they hold. Davka b'shus deres gezerah. This gezerah that you might come to go directly is only by biblical domains. But shegi b'shus rabbanon, which is not the case by rabbinic domains, have gezerah l'gezerah. It's considered a double layer, which we don't do by rabbinic decrees. The Sharat Zion Ois test says what he means to say is that even if you're going to come through this to carry explicitly from Mishnah Shiyot to Karmelis, even then, even if you did the what you're concerned about would not be Isidar Isa, so therefore, we don't make a Gezer on that case, which in itself is a Gezer. This is base. Minatari, from biblical halacha, in Chai, one is not liable, Il Bamava Arba Amis Mishnah Shiyot. Only if he carries, transports something for Amis in the public domain. The Chum Asul Hava Arba Amis Bakamas, the sages are forbidden to carry Dalar Amis in the Karmas. Yamabik, regarding the ocean and on open fields. So you got the Karmelis, and these are two types of Karmelis. You're allowed to carry from one to the other within Dalai Lama's. Since Mishmur Siv Kut Nidalf, from biblical Allah, you only chayyab and Mava Abba Amas carrying for Amas, Haino Aldi Akiva Nacha, by picking up and putting down. Mr. Abonika, now there's a rabbinic prohibition, Aldi Akiva Nacha Labad, by just picking up or just putting down, Kalkabonik, we'll see later on, the Simishim Mem Zain, Siv Kut Nidbez. Chama said, "Forbidden to carry the alamas be karmelis because they're doing the shas rabbi canal because it's similar to shas rabbi. Can be confused, as we mentioned. Hey, Sivkon Yud Gimel said the ocean and the Bika are Trey Gavner Mechulu, two types of Kamas. So Mutta Mechulu and it's permitted to carry within Dal Ramas from the two of them. It's similar to what it says. The Apa Pekin, even so, even though they're different, Mutla Tal, so Zulu, he let it carry from one to the other. Lord Gazmash Mashris, they did not make a decree because of different domains. Siv Gimel, Karpif, says the parenthesis, Pirish. Malkam Shemuk of Mechitzis, it's an area surrounded with partition, but like cured out of root, Kimachotz, like a courtyard. Says the Mechaba further that the Yasim Beis Sasayim, more than the area of two Sasayim, Shlahuk of Ladir, that was not fenced in for residential purposes. Asachacham Lotatabai, says that the women to carry over the Elatur Chabamas only within four Amas, but Loitim and Lakamalis Acher, you let it carry out from it to a different Kamalis. Kogrim Bikoi, Beis Lavana, for example, open fields that are in front of it. Says the Mishpura Sivkot and Yotald, regarding this Karpiv, this Yishim of Beis Hasayim, now Bashir Beis Hasayim, how much is this measurement of Beis Hasayim? Avrul Kamal, we'll see later on, Mishim of Cheshu, Shiv Mamma Arba Abba Tzvalchim, it's 70 Amas of 4 handbreadth, Al Shiv Mamma Arba Tzvalchim by 70 Amas of 4 Tzvalchim, Bidibua has a square. Look over the Mishpura Sivkot and Zayim. Sivkot Tezvav, Shaloi Huk of Ladira, it was not fenced in for residential purposes. Let's say he had in mind to plant trees over there or plant vegetables. Similar things. Sivkon Tazayin. Asachon Mechulu. The Sizer said to plant the carry over there only within Dal Ramas. Since it's so big, Asal Mechul Meshas Ramas can be confused with a public domain. Asachon Karmelis. And the Sizer made it like a Karmelis, which rabbinically prohibited. Sivkon Yud Zayin. Now, however, Mutu Bechulu, it's permitted to carry out from it to a different Karmelis, the Karmelis Achar, for example, let's say the open fields that pass in front of it. Now, after Minat Ta'irah, who Shisa Yechal Chaldav, now, even though, biblically, this Karfif is a private domain for all halachas, Kivit Shesh Lebechitz, because it has partitions. Vazorik Mitech Lushas Ram Chayim, and someone throws from it to the street, is Michayiv, Mishus Yechal Karmelis, and from a private domain to Karmelis Halei Yosloitzi, it's rabbinically prohibited to carry out canal, like we said before. However, that's what we're saying. Here they're permitted. Because if we're going to make it forbidden, Yisbu, they're going to think Shurishasiyach Yom, it must be a full fledged private domain. And that it doesn't have a title of Karmelis at all, because why are you making prohibited to carry to this other Karmelis? So before you look at the Makula, then they're going to come to carry throughout this entire Karfif, like other private domains. Now, which I've said, then you get around to the problem. From this, you've always tried national metallic and Shosh Ram. People are going to come to carry into the street also. Kijem is excessive Shosh Ram. It looks just like a street. I mean, like a public domain. Kivit Rugal, because it's big, but Hukum Adir, it's not fenced in for residential purposes. But again, therefore, that's not Chacham didn't share Karmelis and said, therefore, the sages gave it a halacha of other Karmelis regarding at least this halacha. Shemut Loitim in the Karmelis Acha, like you let it carry out from to different Karmelis. For example, like this open field, Kivit was to maintain the fidelity to this halacha that is more important to make it so that people don't come to carry it. Shusar out.
Chabad brought to exchange through a makom tor when regarding rabbinic domains. Yesh eisim, yesh matir. Says look, Mishpuris of Katan Ches. He said that he wrote that. What he means to say is that you're standing on the makom tor. So you should know the corner what's brought at the end of the siman that a makom tor that's standing near a karmelis. We say motzim minus mina, and it has a halacha like a karmelis, which is like the first opinion mentioned in the Rav Mah at the end of the siman. Shem hey, look over there. You would have to explain that the makom tor over here is 10 tefachim high and not 4 tefachim wide. So then, according to everyone, you cannot consider it as a karmelis, even though it's near it, because a karmelis does not capture the airspace above 10 tefachim. Because if it's less than that, even though it's not 4 tefachim wide, it would have a halacha like karmelis itself, according to that first pinyan mentioned over there. Which the Dershu 8 brings, what you see from his words is that the makom tor that's on the side of the karmelis has halacha like a karmelis, even though it's not surrounded from all sides, as brought in Ramban Sif Gimel, which be halacha is metzayim to. The source for this, the Gemara Ibn of Testament, often the words of Rabba, regarding the halacha bein melchaim between the two side posts and a narrow karmelis that has a halacha like karmelis. So you can point out from all this that when Amat Abay Halacha writes in Shimim Hei Siv Yud Zayin, the Maschul Chayim, that if it's not surrounded from all sides in the Karmelis, the Makam Tur, so the Shana Halacha explains that the Halacha did not write that the Makam Tur that's not surrounded by a Karmelis has Halacha like a Makam Tur, only regarding the Chayim, the crevices that are found in the Karmelis, because since it has Mechitzes, they don't combine the Karmelis only when they're surrounded by a Karmelis on all sides. But a different Makam Tur that's near a Karmelis combines to the Karmelis, even though it's not surrounded by the Karmelis, only on its side from one side. We discussed this in the Be'alacha and Shemem Hesef Yitzayit, the Maschel Chari Karmelis. Be'alacha and the Maschel carpet used to be Beis HaSayim. A carpet that's more than Beis HaSayim, Chum said you're not carrying there more than Dalai Lama's. So look more than from them in the Raisa, it's a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah Yachid, as the Gemara brings in Erev and Afsam HaZayim Beis, look over there. Now in the studio there you see that even if it's a width of a kor or two kor, it's still Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gomim and Atar for all halachas. So you should know that depending on Tayyis Navcha Beisim and Ahmed Beis, the Maschal Dilma, Lav Davka Kor Karayim, even 1,000 kor, it's still Rosh Hashanah Yachid. I think my one is over there, for example, in such a case, Babel Namim Akavale Praz, well, Babel is surrounded with the Euphrates, and according to everyone, the whole world is also surrounded with the oceans. Sounds like from this that by Mechitzah they're very far, it's not called Mukav, that it's surrounded with walls. Tosfos answers, because Mechitzah were made not by by humans. So that's not considered such a full-fledged Mechitzah. And if, even Rabban would agree, therefore the Asur Rabban Vat Mechitzah, the fact that there's millions of people, nullify these walls by the oceans. That are made by the oceans, by the beaches. Now, Pin the Ritfa and the Rabban is not like this. According to him, this is the Gemara wonders, Babel Nami is surrounded with the Euphrates, because the Gemara holds that Mechitzah are far like this, there's no logic that it should be considered like surrounded with walls. And he writes over there, he writes in the Rabban, that anything that you don't have in Mechitzah that's visible, but someone is standing in the middle and it's not recognizable to them, that's not called a Mechitzah in that Torah. And he concludes that according to this, this is the Gemara says, that even the Kor to Kor is Davka in such a type of measurement, because Akapanim, it's called a Mechitzah that's visible to the one who's standing in the middle, and not something that's more, which the Mechitzah is not recognizable within the Ritva. Look at the Rashba that he's inclined also towards the Ritva. If in this Sugya, it's obvious that this year, you have a Batel, how much is called a Mechitzah Yachad. But he concludes with Tzarachin, because if that's the case, how much is the measurement? Now, according to what it seems, he didn't want to confirm like the shir of the Ramban. However, when you look into the words Ramban himself, in the sugya of Irshal Yachad, a city of an individual, which is from where the Ritva extracts Heshita, it would seem l'chayra, a different mahalach in Heshita. The Ramban doesn't write over there his words. Only the mechitzes that are standing by themselves, like mountains and valleys. On that, he writes that wherever they're very far, until that you don't find yourself in the mechitzas, that's not called mechitzas. Obvious from that of that bubble is also surrounded with the Euphrates that go within Rabban. In the Sugya of Samach Zayin of Kor Karayim, it doesn't bring his words at all. And you could say that, yeah, because he holds that they're even 1,000 Kor, and for the reason that they're the mechitzas made by humans, even though it's lacking dwellers like Shitz Taisis. It's just regarding this, he disagrees on Taisis, that according to them, it's Davka when you had the path of the public in the middle, and because you say Asur Amavat Mechitzas, that made by itself. And according to him, even if the Dechram was not passing through the middle like that we have in Nafsam HaZayin regarding Karpiv, if the Mechitzah were made by themselves, it's not going to help if the Mechitzah are far away, and it's not going to be but just a Makam Turban HaTar. And specifically, according to what he writes within the Ramban, and this also in the second answer, his words are, Inam, or you could say that where there's no Mechitzah that's Ma'akeves, and minimizing on the Ram at all, so it doesn't have a halacha of mechitza here, and that's how it sounds like also from the halacha Isam Pasen by Salomon de Tzur and the Okeanis. That's his words. Now, for sure, you could say that regarding Karpiv, the Ramban agrees to tell you that even if it's very wide, that the mechitza is not visible to one who's standing in the middle, it would be a Rosh Hashanah from that Torah, because at least it does hold back the Ram from passing over there because of the mechitza that do surround it. And the Ramaschal Mutlaitzi Mimindal Kamlas Acher, that, even though they made this karpiv that like you can't carry more than Dalai Lama's, like a karmelis, but you are allowed to carry from it to another karmelis. So you should know that something from Tosfos Shabbos Daf Tes, that the same thing is that you're allowed to carry from a place that has three walls, even though in the Torah it's a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that you're allowed to carry to a karmelis, because at least in Rabbanan they made like a karmelis, and like regarding karpiv, since afterwards they found, like that's a certain Sefer Bismayim from logic, and it's a wonder that he didn't bring to this arrive from that Tosfos that we just mentioned. Which a Dirshu 15 brings, that's what Mishnah writes later on, Simshan Shin Samachal. I wasn't Be'al Loch later on, Shin Samahei, Sivdal Div Masabab Nei, sounds like that he's not sure about this, and elsewhere, Shinayin Dal, Siv Bez Div Masabab Kamlis, he's inclined that it's forbidden. However, regarding a place that's bigger than Bez HaSayim, that was surrounded by inferior walls, for example, let's say a Mechitza of reeds that are made just either vertical or horizontal, and the reeds are near to each other less than three toachim, where it has a halacha like a karmelis, you're not carrying them over Dalai Lama's, as Burton Shochanach later on Simshin Tzamach Sevald. Mishim writes over there in Sif Kotten Hei that even though the halacha is like a karmelis regarding that you're not carry over there, however, it's not considered as full fledged karmelis regarding that should be permitted to carry from it to another karmelis, because since when the Torah is considered like Rosh Hashanah Gemura from the halacha of Lovet, that we consider these sticks within three tefachim close, it's just chazal machmir leketchila by inferior mechitza. Or chaznish writes, the halacha of this place is like the halacha of an area that's surrounded with three mechitzas and it's open on the fourth side, which you're allowed to carry from it to another karmelis. Some of the dirshus Tishah number one. Mishbura had reference to look in Siman Shin and Zion regarding passing from Rishas Yechid to Rishas Yechid through Rishas Rabbim, where there he differentiates between two Rishas Yechids that are found near each other on one side of the street, and the length of Rishas Rabbim it goes between them, where if you pass an object from one Rishas Yechid to the other one through a crossing over Rishas Rabbim, even if you pass the object above 10 Tfachim, which is Makom Ptur, he's going to be Chayiv between two Rishas Yechids that are found on two sides of Rishas Rabbim, and the width of Rishas Rabbim separates between them, that if he passes the object from one to the other, he's going to be Potter, even if he passes it beneath 10 Tfachim. Dish number two, if when he's passing an object through Makom Ptur, the height of the object was less than 3 Tfachim from the ground, Chazanish is not sure if it's considered that the object was as if it was placed in the Makom Ptur and you're going to be Potter, or it's like not that it was placed within the Virgin Michaid. Dish number five, he said that even if it was placed down, but it's still going to be rabbinically prohibited. Now, even if this haitzah was done through two people, for example, let's say one person took out the object from Shas Yoch and they put it on the Makom Ptur, and the second one took it from there and put it in Shas Rabbi, Shachan Acha Rabbi writes, that's still forbidden rabbinically because even in such a situation, it causes for a zilzal of Yisurah Shabbos, and through that, people are going to come to care from Shas Yoch to Shas Rabbi. However, the Chaznish, not sure regarding this, however, he writes that if a monkey did the first haitzah, that is, the monkey took out the object, or dog, or whatever, from Shas Rabbi and put it in Makom Ptur, it would seem that it's permitted for a person to take it from there and put it in Shas Yoch, adds on, there's something would be by a person that went out of from Rishas Ram when he was wearing a garment and he took it off and he put it in Makom Ptur, then someone else is allowed to go take it from there and put it in Rishas Yachid. And the Ha'aris to Shein Alach, so he's not sure if through a child would have the same leniency as being done through a monkey. Issue number seven. Mishbura said that some permit to swap it through a Makom Ptur when it's Rishas Rabbanan, because they hold that it's gzera. The intent of the Ramah that is mitzayin to Siman Shinan Beis Sevav is what the Shulchan Aruch writes over there. We're getting two quarters are near each other, but they did not make an air between them. They allowed to carry from the chaseris to Makom Ptur that's between them. The Ramah writes over there that, however, you're not allowed to swap between the two courtyards through the Makom Ptur that's between them. That is, you're forbidden to take an object from one chaser, put in the Makom Ptur, and afterwards take it from there, from the Makom Ptur, and put in the other chaser. The Shavu writes over there from the wording of the Ramah, it sounds like that he was concerned with the Shid Zaisim over here, that they hold not to differentiate between the Shur's Zaris to the Shur's Rabbanan, and it's always going to be forbidden. Dishu number nine. But you see from the words of the Be'alacha that explains in the opinion of Taisis that an area that's surrounded with mechitzas that were man-made is Rosh Hashanah, even if it's a very large area, that the one who stands in the middle does not see the mechitzas, but if it's mechitzas b'dei shemayim, heaven-made, natural partitions, then mechitzas don't help to consider the area that's surrounded as Rosh Hashanah in the Torah when it's such a large perimeter. I explained the opinion of the Ritva later on in his words, he writes, that even if it's surrounded with mechitzas b'dei adam, if it's so big, it's not considered Rosh Hashanah in the Torah. Chaznish is inclined to explain the words of Taisa that their intent is similar to that of the Ritva. And even according to them, as long as the perimeter of the mechitzas are small, it's considered as Rosh Hashanah, even if the mechitzas b'dei shemayim. And this that they write, that all mechitzas not b'dei adam are not effective, but they mean to say is when mechitzas are surrounding such a large area that people don't usually do such a thing. That's what he meant. Now, according to Hashit, the Chaznish explains that the machlikas Taisa from Ritva, the reason is that these mechitzas are not considered as mechitzas. According to Taisis, the reason is because since the rabbim that go through the mechitzas are mavatl mechitzas. According to Ritva, the reason is because of the large area that's surrounded, that since if you're standing in the middle, you don't see yourself surrounded with mechitzas, so mechitzas are not effective to fence in the area as its own independent area. According to his opinion, the Chaznish, that even if the rabbim are not going within the mechitzas, the Ritva would hold that they're not considered mechitzas, but it means with a Tzarachin. In the Dush number 12, the Bir Halacha had said that comes out from the Ramban that's Dafka, the Shir of Kura Karayim. Sounds like from his words that the shear of the makam that's effective to be makif with mechitzas is up until a kur or two kur, then in such a situation, the mechitzas is seen for the one who stands in the middle. The nishmasad is not sure. Maybe the shear is up until 16 mil, as put in the Gemara Bukhari's up in Dalim Abayz regarding combining for Maisa Behemoth, then that shear, that's how far the eye could see for the one who's guarding the animals. And the shear of the Be'alacha is much smaller than that.